podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
All right, should we start recording and sync it up?
Let's do it. I've been recording. Okay. Oh, that sucks. All these gems that were lost?
I've been recording.
Have you been recording, Max?
No, you guys got to tell me that. I'm a newbie.
Sorry.
Nope, no worries. Start recording.
Well, it's okay. If we lost Noah, he's always bringing us down anyways.
So you weren't recording, I take it, Noah?
I started recording like a few minutes ago, but not since the very beginning, though.
So is that a what? Yes or a no?
It's a neither, Andy.
Okay.
It's a screw you. I'm going to be cryptic.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast. I have a podcast I do with my two old roommates. Our names are Tim, Andy, and Noah, so we call it TanCast because we are not creative. And basically we talk about movies and TV and, you know, current events, but really it's just an excuse for us to get together about once a week and insult each other's mothers for about an hour, and it's good time. But it's filled with inappropriate content, inappropriate language. Like, our most popular bit is this debate we did about whether or not you could stop Superman from raping you if you wanted to. Yeah, spoiler alert, no. It's gonna happen. Happy thoughts. But you ask, like, you're clean on stage, why do you have this sweaty podcast? The best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing. Like you're in church and someone cuts off.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
It's a very special TanCast.
Very special. Like Little Yellow Bus special.
Or maybe a Big Yellow Bus if there's a lot of retards that day.
Wow. Or if Andy's one of them, he needs a bigger bus.
I'm a
big idiot. I really wanted to make a Noah
idiot
joke there, but Andy is our go-to fat person.
And I need a big bus.
Well, I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast.
And our special guest this week.
Hey, I'm Max. I am the bad hands that you don't want things to fall into in TanCast.
Hmm.
Ooh.
No? Too much? Too many words.
I don't even know what that means.
You know, people are always talking about how they don't want things to fall into the wrong hands.
Oh,
so
right,
you're the wrong hands.
But no, I should have probably tried that out a little more than in my head.
It's okay. It's the first time, baby. I mean, fuck it. We've been doing it forever. We still can't get it right.
Yeah, haven't you heard how Noah starts off? I'm N. I know. I mean, I'm Noah. I know. I'm the N. I'm the Noah in N.
I often wonder if Noah actually doesn't realize that he's saying that he's the, you know, the, he says not the right thing, like I am the Noah in TanCast or whatever, instead of saying the N. Does he realize that he's saying the wrong thing, or just,
I don't know.
Noah? Yeah, I realize I'm fucking up.
So the words come out and you're like reaching out into space for them. No, get back in my mouth.
But you do it so consistently every week.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm N, the Noah in TanCast.
But then like his just the way he says it really makes me convinced that he has no idea he's saying it that way.
And the fact that he does it every week and like we just stop correcting him, like forget it.
Noah only half pays attention to what he's doing with TanCast.
Noah's sort of like the employee that you're like, you know what, we're not gonna fire him, but we're done correcting his behavior too. Just don't give him anything important.
We just give it up on him.
Just sit him in the corner and give him some crayons.
I like purple.
He's the guy at the front desk picking up the phone going, thank you for calling Carl. I mean, our company, I'm Carl.
By the way, when you hear this noise, that means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Booyah.
Those lovely show notes.
Clickety, clickety, clack.
Tim likes crack.
I like your mama's crack.
And some sweaty, hairy sack.
Is that the noise you make when you play with my mom's crack?
Yeah, she likes it. I don't know why you're complaining.
She doesn't like that noise.
So say you.
That's right.
I have evidence to the contrary, my friend.
You're a sick man.
So
Noah, tell us who Max is and how Max can tell us who Max is.
And why we should care.
I think Noah should give me at least a proper introduction first.
Yeah, so. I was waiting. I was like,
Max, we're buddies. We know each other. No, I've known Max for
fucking ball sacks.
What?
We're buddies. We know each other. He exists. He's a person. He draws air on
I wasn't
going to
leave it at that. I've known Max. Fuck, I don't know how long I've known you now. I think the first time we met was in Canada.
I think that is true.
But we used to play we used to be on the same mud together. Although I didn't really
know him. Don't say that.
What? Don't you don't want people to know that?
No, it's fine. People know that. But now you're going to explain it, and it's not going to make any sense.
All I ever tell people is MUD is like World of Warcraft, except it was text-based. I think that pretty much sums it up.
So pretty much that thing that everybody thinks people are super gay if they do it, it's that, but it's just text-based. So it's even worse.
We were pretty super gay. Come on. There was not a lot of fucking going on in that group.
Sorry, gay people.
You know what? That should be the new tagline for the site. I'm going to go edit our random thing and just make... Sorry, gay people. Tancast. Sorry, gay people. And blacks and Asians. And also whites and fatties.
But not Mexicans. Fuck you, Mexicans.
That's getting a little long.
Well, that could be its own tagline. Tancast. Fuck you, Mexicans.
Don't tempt me. I will do it.
Please don't do that.
Okay. But of note to... Well, the only other way that Tancast listeners would know me is I am the one who got Noah into the porn shoot.
That is true.
Oh.
You can't see
so
me,
you
but
were
I am
there as
bowing.
Well. Was his report of it accurate, or was he glossing over important details?
No, that was pretty accurate. He hit all the major points.
I mean, yeah, I hit all the funny stuff.
Now, did you stay longer than he did?
No, I think I might have been there like 5 minutes longer, but it was weird, because like, you're watching porn, you generally want to see the end. That's like the exciting part of porn, I guess you might say.
They call it the money shot
for a
reason.
We were all there, and I think we all just kind of were like, okay, I've watched them make porn for like an hour, hour and a half now. I'm kind of just ready to go home.
Well, in reality, did anyone ever really watch the full porn?
No, I don't think so anymore. Now you can jump
like,
around.
Like, you just kind of skip to the good part, and like, boom, done, I'm out of here. Not time.
Yeah.
I like to find out the backstory and it's about the journey, not the destination, Noah.
Noah, not for me.
Noah fast forwards the tape and Tim just plops it in. Wait a minute, where did this pizza guy come from? I must back us up and find out.
Where did he get that big sausage pizza?
How did the lead actor find his way to this money shot? What were his struggles? What?
His character arc.
What's his motivation? Yeah, and I've hung out with Max a lot lately. We went and had some cocktails, went to the Emerald
Festival.
To
my city.
What was that?
You moved to my city.
That's right. Well.
Oh, you own it?
I've lived here longer than Noah, so I own it more than he does.
Okay.
Yeah, his last name is San Francisco. Max San Francisco.
I'm sorry, Max. I forgot to ask permission when I came to your fine city a couple of weeks ago.
Well, I do have an open door policy, but you can make it up to me.
That's funny, because Noah has an open backdoor policy.
Yes, he does.
So, I've known Max for quite a while. He used to not live around here, so I didn't see him too often. But now he does. And he's going to get married, too.
We're going
to a wedding today after this, me and Tim.
Oh, okay. Have fun with that.
But he's not getting married till next year.
So, Tim, what do you, at weddings, do you just, since you don't really drink, right? Like, is it just the most boring thing to be at a wedding for you?
No, there's usually dancing.
Okay. Tim loves to dance.
He does.
And there's usually food and soda. I like me some soda.
And friends.
I suppose.
And drunk people to fuck with. Tim likes that.
Tim will drink. He has drink. Just in general, there's a lot of stuff he doesn't like.
Last night at the rehearsal dinner, they were passing out champagne, and I was trying to avoid it, and the guy just kept putting it in my face. I was like, okay, great. And now anybody who's taking a picture right after the toast can get a picture of my face going like...
You should have spit it back into the glass. Right in front of Stephanie.
They kept trying to give Miranda alcohol. Miranda, if you don't know, is pregnant.
Yeah.
And clearly so.
Maybe
here you go,
wanna...
fatty, have some alcohol.
Yeah.
I'm pregnant! But that's okay, though.
Well, that is okay, but it'd be funny if, she wasn't pregnant, and then they keep passing her up, and she's like, what the fuck, can I get a glass? And they're like, I thought you were pregnant.
That would be worse.
It's okay the first time. By the fifth time, you're like, pay the fuck attention, I'm pregnant.
Yeah. It's funny, I was actually watching a TV show, and this girl was pregnant in the show, and she was drinking some champagne. I was like, it's accepted now.
Well, you can have a little bit of alcohol when you're pregnant. They just don't know how much is, bad. So it's safer.
A drop
not to
is
have
okay.
Any.
Two drops, you're fucked up. Your baby's gonna come out.
Yeah, the doctor won't sign off on any.
Right.
Like, I can't tell you any, so I'm gonna say none.
You can have this much.
Because if your baby comes out retarded, you're gonna blame me.
I was watching a video of a documentary about juggalos, people who follow the same clown posse around, and this girl was pregnant and smoking. Like, I don't think that is okay at all.
I love
well,
that idea.
Well, it depends.
Idea.
If you have bad withdrawal symptoms, they'll tell you to keep. It's better to keep smoking than have really bad smoking withdrawal.
Seriously, really?
Yeah.
Wow. I thought
not.
I thought you weren't.
You'll
supposed
try and obviously cut back.
Right.
But yeah, there you go.
I just love that they made a documentary of a subculture that is probably least likely to watch a documentary, even about itself.
I think they'd watch it. They know about things. They know about the world.
Whoa, easy with the specifics. They know about things. They also know about stuff. Are you prepared to say that?
And there's some full frontal nudity in that documentary.
They like to get naked. That's what I understand.
I was watching it at work. I was like, oh, all right. Click. I was not expecting that.
This is going to get me fired. Stupid juggalos ruining my job. You don't have jobs yourself?
One girl was like, so they have this annual event. She's like, I've quit my job to come to this event. Like, they wouldn't give me time off, so I just quit. I'm like, oh, that must be nice. Later. I'll find another shitty job when I come back. That's all.
Whew. You really had nowhere to go with that.
I thought you guys were going to chip in instead of seeing.
Oh, well, let me tell you about the documentary that Noah saw that I didn't see and what I liked and didn't like about it. I didn't like that I couldn't see it. I did like that I didn't have to see it.
I started watching the Conan O'Brien documentary. That is some funny shit. But I get the feeling he would be hard to work for, because in the documentary, it looks like he goes off on people, and you kind of can't tell if he's being truthful or not. Like his delivery is so dry that it sounded like a couple of times like he had fired his personal assistant. But there she is in the next shot.
I think...
I'm imagining...
From what I've heard, he is kind of, like, hard to work with. Like, he's kind of a perfectionist, and, like, they're discussing, like, should we put this in the movie, you know, because it's kind of put you in a bad light. And he's just kind of like, you know, whatever, you know, this is how I am. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm friends with actually one of his writers.
And what do they say about him?
I've never heard anything negative, so I don't know if maybe...
They're afraid he's going to tear off their sack like a wet paper towel.
Well, seeing as she doesn't have one, I don't think that's one of her fears.
She's afraid he's going to staple a sack on just so he can have the pleasure of ripping it off.
Maybe he'll...
Like the aforementioned wet paper towel.
Maybe rip off her labia like a wet paper towel.
Clean up on aisle 3.
I was just so matter-of-fact. Clean up on aisle 3.
I'm going to rip off your testicles. I'm a woman. I'm going to rip off your testicles.
Conan is a comedic genius, though.
Yeah, he is.
I sadly have stopped watching his show.
Yeah, I don't really watch it regularly, but I have this idea in the back of my head that when I'm, you know, 60 or 80 or whatever and retired and I have nothing to do, I can just watch the entire Conan catalog and that'll keep me going for like 10 years.
Nice. Good thinking. But although apparently his ratings took a big hit recently.
Over something specific?
Old-timey
or?
Baseball.
Probably apathy. So much so that the George Lopez show, like its ratings took such a big hit, it got canceled.
Oh, damn.
Oh, so you think Conan might be on that going that route?
I don't know necessarily, but, and I don't think the world will miss the George Lopez show.
What? I was fucking on that shit.
Other than comedians who were hoping for one more place to get a TV credit. God damn it.
So you figured the bar was so low to get in there that you could slip in?
Well, I just, you know, there are only so many, there are so many comedians and only so many shows on the air. So the more shows on the air, the more chance you can get a TV credit.
Gotcha.
But yes, the bar was very low.
You have
I don't know. I don't even know if actually he had comedians on his show.
You have a TV credit.
Yeah, it doesn't really count.
Wipe out. Look, that shit was hilarious, Tim.
Because they doubled your M's.
I told you that, right, Max, that Tim was on Wipeout?
Yeah, I think so. And also, I remember listening to the show where he said he was going to go down there or something and, like, watch on this day or something. It sounds familiar. But sadly, I did not see it.
It was fucking hilarious.
It was.
I would like to see it, though.
Oh. Hang about?
There's just something beautiful about watching your friend get hit in the face over and over and fucking over. And then watching two bunnies just stomp his head. It was like a hate crime against Tim.
I wonder if that's how friends of porn stars feel. It's so fun to watch them get slapped in the face over and over. Oh, look at Sheila.
Look, she got slapped in the face with a cock again.
This is awesome. I mean, I'm just watching it now. And he's going for it. Yep. He's doing it.
And actually showed like his whole run.
Doing it. Nice reference.
I don't know if I should be watching like a 3-minute clip right in the middle, but this is pretty awesome.
That's okay. We'll still be here when you get back. The show will not have progressed any without you.
I don't know, though. Tim always says he's going to cut stuff out in editing, and then I'm always listening to him say that and then still hearing it. So I'm like, well, what the fuck is this?
I've noticed that, too, listening to old shows. I was like, why do I leave the part in where I say I'm going to cut it out in editing?
Well, it's kind of funny, but it doesn't give me any confidence that you're going to cut anything out.
Oh!
You know where I do actually cut a substantial amount out in editing.
And he cuts out important stuff, like when we say something we shouldn't say. That gets cut out.
That was. Oh, you got to keep going after you get hit off the thing. Okay.
Mm-hmm. They do not let you stop.
Oh, well, this is terrible.
They do.
Oh, yeah. They let you quit.
And at the end, looks like he's just given up on life.
I was. I have to show you. Like, they also... they have a photographer there taking pictures that you can buy afterwards.
Nice.
And there's a picture, because right after I collapsed on the thing, Jill actually interviewed me again. And there's a picture where she's just like, I literally did not get up. I made her squat down and shove the microphone in
her
face.
Oh, man. That is like the dream of so many men in America. You made Jill Wagner squat.
Oh, dear.
Sorry, please continue.
Yes, I will continue, Captain Interruptus.
You got some good falls here.
I thought I had a shot at the big balls.
Nope, those big balls owned you.
To be fair, big balls own, like, most everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've only seen 2 people make it across.
Well, I think they don't want people who can make it across, right?
I mean, I don't think they want anyone to make it for the whole thing without falling.
Yeah.
I think if that was the first obstacle you did... you would be likely to make it across. But if you just got wiped out 2 times on the way there, mm-hmm. your legs are not going to be as responsive as you'd hope they'd be.
Well, also, that thing's kind of smushy. It just seems like it'd be hard to, like, land soon enough to not fall off. But I don't know. I haven't been there. Just looking at it, it looks that way.
Well, they did it like a making-of thing where they showed, like, there's, like, a specific area you're supposed to hit. And, of course, I saw this after I'd already done my run. But even knowing that, because like the person, like they showed like this, you know, one of those, you know, computer graphic overlays. It was like, and they were showing angles and like the perfect area to hit and yada yada yada. And then even knowing that, the person couldn't do it at 5 tries. So but with each try, it was less and less likely they would do it.
What did they show about the one where the thing just flies out and hits you in the face?
They didn't.
Okay.
The big like airbag from a car type thing.
Like here's the optimal spot to not get smacked in the fucking face.
Well, they only profile the big balls because those obstacles change every week.
Okay, and the big balls are always there, right?
The big balls have always been and always shall be.
I saw a movie.
What'd you see?
I saw Drive with Ryan Gosling, and I liked it. If you're going to go see it, it gets rather violent partway through the movie. Like, all of a sudden, like, holy shit, this movie just got really fucking violent.
Like, Mel Gibson torture scene violent, or...
You have to be more specific.
No, I don't. Pick a Mel Gibson movie.
I mean, like,
Lethal Weapon.
Like,
there's
gore.
No torture scene.
There's
not
gore.
What
rewatch Lethal Weapon.
No.
Ooh.
Dude, I've seen it enough times to know what I'm talking about.
Dude with the electric clamps and like zapping him in the chest.
I mean, that looked painful, but I'm talking about actual like gore, like you see someone's head blasted open.
Oh, okay.
So gore and violence, I should say.
Gotcha.
And so Ryan Gosling's character does not talk a lot, and it's a little off-putting. Like someone will ask him a direct question, he'll just stand there and look at him. I'm like, this is kind of weird.
And there's just no dialogue?
There is dialogue. He will talk sometimes, but it's just like, they're just like, there's minimal talking, I would say. But especially when he's involved. Like, other characters do more talking, but when he's involved, not a lot of talking.
Hey, driver guy, would you like a burrito?
Yes.
Pretty much. But I would say I liked it a lot. I liked the soundtrack. Reminded me of a very 80s movie. Like, the feel and the music. And it wasn't quite what I expected.
That doesn't sound like a good thing.
So it was all just shitty synth?
I would say it's shitty synth. I felt it worked for the movie. So I would recommend it. It does not have a happy wrapped up ending.
Okay.
Ooh, glad I skipped that then.
That's why I said it, because I know Tim likes a happy little neat ending. You would not like the ending, Tim, I don't think.
I don't appreciate the way you belittled me by saying, I like the happy little neat ending. Yeah, I like to fucking enjoy myself at the end of the movie. I don't want, like, a fucking downer. Like, oh, great.
I wouldn't say it was a downer for me, but I think for you
it would
be.
That's because your soul is dead, and you don't know any emotion other than making fun of people.
He does have a point.
Yes!
I think there needs to
Max is on every week.
I think there do need to be, like, I don't know, some small percentage of movies have to have a unexpected or downer ending just so that other movies can play off that and be like, we might give you one, and then at the end they're like, ah, oh, just kidding, there's a good ending. Because I like that where you're like, oh my god, everybody's going to die and it's going to be horrible. And then, you know, sometimes if they save it in the right way, then it's nice.
What's really bad is, like, the movies where you see and, like, you're like, there's no way. Like, you realize, like, you know, maybe halfway through the movie, like, there's no way this is going to end happy for anyone. Like you think about it, like, there's no way that they can, like, resolve this in a good way.
Then there's movies you know that are going to have a crappy ending, yet they somehow manage to make it even worse. Like, Titanic, you knew going into that this was not going to be a happy ending. And yet, they managed to tag on the extra thing where she chucks a diamond in the water. Like, fuck you, old lady.
You deserve to die.
Well, she did.
She did. You know, she didn't even share the little floaty platform with him. Like, they couldn't have swapped out every 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
That just, I know that's not the point, but I was like, can't she just jump in the water for 5 minutes, let him get a little break, and then switch? But no.
Yeah, you've got plenty of body fat, Kate Winslet. Look at poor little skinny Leo. Just
that's the noise he makes?
Well, he's shivering.
Yeah, okay.
He's cold and
shivering.
It's
a visual thing. I got to do it somehow, orally.
Wasn't the line something like, Rose promised me you'll never let go?
Yes.
So, the bitch just let him go.
And the necklace.
It's a metaphor.
I think he was being literal.
Never let go of my dead hand.
No, I think it was, hey, I think I'm dying. Don't let me die.
No, it wasn't.
We'll just agree to disagree.
No, I'll agree that you're a fucking idiot. No, that was too harsh. I'll agree.
Wait, why are you talking
about
that, Tim?
Because, like I said, I've been listening to a lot of old Tancasts, and I hit Andy way too hard. I'm like, whew, I just feel collectively bad after listening to 10 days of this.
That's okay, man. I kind of like the abuse.
That's why I'm trying to hit Noah harder this week.
All right.
I was like, that dickhead gets away with way too much.
Maybe you're the dickhead that gets away with way too much.
I love going back and just hearing the joy in my own voice when you turn the beam on Noah. Well, I'm like, yeah, fry, motherfucker!
So hateful!
Good times.
You know, I don't think we ever had, we didn't have Max talk about himself a little bit.
Oh, shall I do that?
Yeah, this.
Well, we do know that you have the most awesome hookups in the world.
I have some good hookups. That's
he knows
something
people.
I try to cultivate.
He knows
in life.
Porn people.
I'm a person that people like to know generally, and I like to know people that do stuff that's interesting. So that's
you can
that's
get people into porn shoots. I dub you the most important person on Tancast.
Sweet. Yeah, I got a. So basically, let's see. I'll give you the real quick version. I met this girl. She lived in Wisconsin. Moved her out here. She needed a job, and I was frequenting a bar, and so I knew the bartenders there really well. And basically, I got her a job at the bar. So then she was a bartender, and that's really the way if you want to get hookups for I don't know anything related to porn or probably drugs. I'm imagining is you work at a bar, and so basically, she became friends with this dude who works for kink.com who makes the porns. And this is they like own this old building in the Mission in San Francisco. And it's some sort of fort, like a military fort made out of brick, and it's in stone,
huge,
and it's huge.
It's a huge building.
Yeah. And it's like this impressive historical landmark, and a porn place, you know, a porn production company owns it. But basically what happened was, you know, it's because it's a historical site, you can't do much with it. You can't, like, you know, tear it down or mess with it. And then I guess George Lucas somehow got them to put in a little thing in the contract where he could film some Star Wars stuff in there, like, I think mostly miniature work and stuff. So basically it got zoned for, some of the rooms are zoned for filming, but nothing else. So I guess that's why when it went up on the auction block, the porn company's like, well, we can film shit there, and, you know, nobody else could do anything to make money with it. So yeah, I think Capcom owns it.
George Lucas did this before they moved in.
Yeah, way before.
But, I thought he was, like, going there now, like, hey, can you move the butt plugs out of the way? I got to film some Star Wars shit.
Well, it's
and
okay, because when
people are like, well, our plot is better. Why do you have to come in here and ruin things?
Well,
and
it's
dialogue
okay.
is more believable.
Exactly.
It's okay, though, because they don't have to move the butt plugs, because when you're zoomed up like a miniature, it looks like, you know, a giant spaceship.
Yes, it does.
Black, gritty spaceship.
Now that's a Star Destroyer. A brown Star Destroyer.
Yeah, but do you really want to put it back in your ass after somebody's put a bunch of kitbash on the front of it? Kitbash for your pleasure.
I just pictured a butt plug moving slowly through the frame with the stars behind it. Bun, pew, bun, pew. Bun, 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 bun.
Still glistening from all the lube.
Oh. Little brown flecks flaking off of it.
Oh.
Too much?
A little bit.
Little bit. But anyways, yeah, they own that building. And if you're ever in San Francisco, I recommend, well, it's not that amazing, but if you can go in and get a tour, it is pretty interesting in its own right. And then they've got, of course, you know, like a fake locker room set up, and they have a real bathroom that's a real bathroom, but they also film porn in there sometimes. Like, you'll watch this thing on their site, and you'll be like, oh my god, that is just the actual bathroom.
So it's like the only bathroom with, like, high capacity, high voltage plugs in the wall, and, like, full lighting.
Yeah.
Bars to hang extra lights on. We need a spot over there.
And I forgot where I was going with this, but yeah, the guy, you know, so you meet people in bars, and then they can hook you up with random stuff because, you know, they get drunk and then you become friends. I met a guy there at the bar who works on the Golden Gate Bridge, and he like had the key, like we could go up in the Golden Gate Bridge, but I was not able to turn that into a trip to the Golden Gate Bridge.
Should have sucked his dick.
Yeah, I was, you know, I was looking for an opening, and if that had come up, I might have gone for it, but he did not give me the chance.
It's just a bridge, man.
But I want to go, you know, like, go up to the top of the bridge, you know? I don't know. I got this, I like going places that you're not supposed to be allowed, or you don't generally get to go. So.
Like the butt.
Like the butt.
No, not like the butt.
No, you're not supposed to go there.
Said what?
You're supposed to be loud in the butt.
Oh, are you?
So let's see, I guess to finish up my little intro, otherwise I work as a computer programmer.
Ah.
And I try not to get too nerdy, but, you know, I'm prone to that too.
You are very nerdy.
I am very nerdy. But I like to try to, you know, like, balance it by doing active stuff and going to things that, well, I feel like there's not really, you know, it's a stereotype, and like any other stereotypes, it's probably at least half wrong, but I try to do stuff to break the programmer stereotype.
I would say of our nerdy friends, you are one of the more active ones.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm really lowering that curve for you, though.
Chris is pretty active, too, now.
Chris is pretty active, too. He kind of started, well, he got more, like, physically active. I'm not saying that my whole thing is physically active. It's just, like, doing stuff, you know, pushing your socially withdrawn comfort boundary.
Oh, okay. Ooh. You never have seen socially withdrawn.
I know, but I was, like, way back in high school. I had to, you know, push out of it.
You're doing good work.
Thank you. I'm gonna write a book about it someday. How to get 10% outside of your comfort boundary.
Oh, only 10%?
Well, you know, that'll be book one. I gotta have a plan so I can keep the chain going.
You'll write 10 books each. Each give me another percent.
It's gonna be like the Harry Potters.
How to dip a toe into the real world.
They're each gonna get longer and more thing.
More thing.
I want more tickets.
Descriptive phrase.
To go to the fuck to sleep.
Beg pardon?
No, I go the fuck to sleep every night. I don't need no goddamn tickets.
I think the author of the book is going to be reading "Go the Fuck to Sleep" at the Jewish Center of San Francisco.
That's awesome. Is that
like, isn't it like a 10-page book or something?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I'm like, yeah, so I don't know. I'm going to go there for like 10 minutes. Boom, done. Good.
He's going to read it super slow.
Well, I guess that
So it's going to be like a little, it's going to be like a talk. Like the author's going to be there and then a rapper. They're going to talk about parenthood and music. So yeah, there you go.
Very good.
How was Tim and Andy's week?
My week was okay.
Something happened that I wanted to talk about, and I always forget. Oh, hey, there's something. I wanted to say congratulations to one of our listeners, Janelle.
Janelle?
Janelle. She just got proposed to today at the Haunted Mansion.
Ah.
Ooh.
And I guess she said yes.
She said...
No, she said no, but she just likes to...
Because it was a Haunted Mansion.
Uh-huh.
We get it.
It's funny. Uh-huh.
I just got proposed to at the Haunted Mansion. I said no. Hooray.
I said no, but you know, it's just nice to be asked.
It's good to know I have options.
And it's good to know that I don't have to accept those options.
You know, I don't think... Did you tell me how you proposed, Max?
I say three other people on this show. Know, like, two of them married.
I don't know if I did. It was I had a plan. You're supposed to have a plan. It's, you know, supposed to be fancy. And I had a plan. And then, like, the plan was basically to go up on this mountain that's kind of near our house. And it'd be nice. It'd be, like, you know, sunset and all the lights of the city would be sparkling. And it would not be foggy because it's often foggy up there. And then you can't see the sparkling lights. So a lot of weather factors that are out of my control. And then just like, you know, I got this ring and I'm carrying the ring around just like 24/7 in case we go up to this mountain. Cause we often go there on walks and stuff. And I'm just carrying this ring around and it's like for two weeks straight. And we normally go up there at least once a week for like 2-3 weeks straight. You know, every time I'm like, hey, let's take a little walk to the mountain. She's like, no, let's not do that. So like, okay, that's cool. You know, I'm like, I can wait. It's all good. And then, the first time we make it up there, after I'm, you know, all ready and I got the ring, it's Easter. And I'm like, do I want to propose on Easter? I don't know. Something seems wrong about that. Like then every year at the, you know, it's the anniversary, it's on Easter and people say, well, what'd you do on Easter? You know, all that stuff. I'm like, I don't want that. So I'm going to wait. I'm actually going to throw away this opportunity. I'm going to wait. And so I waited more and more and it was just taking too long. So then eventually, I proposed in Golden Gate Park. It was still, you know, it was still nice. It was still like our own little private moment. And she had been joking about, you know, getting married lately, because she definitely didn't know that I was ready to propose, but she just had to come up, and we'd been joking back and forth. You know, she'd say like, oh, let's just fly to Hawaii and get married right now, and I'd be like, oh, yeah, let's do that. It's funny. And then we were in Golden Gate Park, and finally it was like this right moment. So she said, you know, I forgot what she said exactly, but it was basically like, let's just go get married. And I'm like, oh, you know, so if I just propose right now, you would say yes? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay, well then I guess we would only be missing a ring. And then I like whipped it out and then she was like, oh, crying
and
everything. It was great.
Or the ring.
Yes. Well, I had the ring on my cock. It is a cock ring. Oh, I didn't mention that.
Yeah.
So then, you know, she accepted the ring by fellating me and then we were good.
That just sounded so clinical. And then she accepted the ring by fellating me, and we were off to the races.
Now, did she get to wear the ring on her finger when you guys were together?
Well, we had to get it downsized, but yeah.
Okay,
it's an octopus.
My cock is giant.
Tentacle ring, right? Octopus?
Yeah, she's a very non-traditional girl, and so it's a ring made from a mold, custom made, and it's from an actual little octopus tentacle.
Ah, I didn't know it was actually from an octopus tentacle.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's some chicken in San Francisco has a Etsy store called Octopus Me, and if you like stuff like that, you should check it out because she makes cool stuff, and that's where I got the ring from. We can put a link in the show notes.
Very nice. So, do people celebrate their engagement date?
I don't know. I've never been engaged before, but I feel like they probably do.
We've kind of switched over to.
I mean, we would always mention it, but I mean, it's kind of folded into the fact that it was New Year's Eve, so we're already celebrating New Year's Eve.
So, you don't do anything extra special for the fact that you got engaged on that day.
I mean, I guess also you're gonna have a marriage, which seems like the more bigger thing to celebrate. But I don't know. I feel like the I don't know. I just didn't want to do it on Easter, okay?
I'm not saying you should have. I was just curious if people actually celebrate that. Like, I had not heard of that.
I don't know. Yeah, girls like celebrating anything that's like a thing that they can, you know, it's a date.
Yes, they do.
That is true.
We've kind of done a little bit more on our engagement date because of the whole, what happened on our actual anniversary.
Ooh, this sounds like a juicy story.
Oh, no, it's not terribly juicy. My dad died.
Oh.
On my anniversary.
That is not juicy. That is actually kind of sad.
Well, it wasn't like hit by a truck or anything, so it wasn't particularly juicy.
Welcome to Depressing Cast.
Oh, Jesus.
Way to save it.
It's like, this is going to get sad. Quick, fix it. Make it awful.
When me and Steffi were still together, she would still mention the first date we went on. I'm like, doesn't that like just get superseded by the fact that we're married now?
Oh, see, I totally fixed that for myself. I got engaged on the day that we met. Well, you know, the anniversary of the day that we met.
That was good planning, sir.
Yep.
Did you do that on purpose?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Sneaky.
I had a plan.
That's a good plan.
I proposed on the date that we met at the place that we met.
I gotta keep track of every girl I go on a date with, what day we met.
Oh, I have no idea what day I met Danelle. And we got together and broke up so many times that she's like, we can't remember all these anniversaries.
This is very true.
Well, you guys have just filled the calendar.
We'll just pick one and go with it.
That day. You can just change up every year. Keep it fresh.
Today we're celebrating, or this year we're celebrating in August. Because that's when we both have time off.
Hey, didn't we break up one time in August? Yes, let's say it's that.
We'll have breakup sex day.
That would be awesome if you could just like have breakup sex day without breaking up. Like, hang on, let's both get like really angry and also like a little melancholy and then just fuck it out and then go back to normal.
We'll watch one of Noah's favorite movies. The kid is in the proper mood. And then cheer ourselves up.
Because I like movies with sad endings, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Hey, Noah and I both like movies that just take our little inner child and just shake it.
I like all kinds of movies. I like a movie with a happy ending, but it doesn't have to have a happy ending for me to enjoy it.
I like a movie with an awkward ending. Oh, so you're the hero. Okay. Credits.
It would be funny if the movie just ended at some random point, like, so that's it? Credits.
That was a little awkward. Tim likes a movie where there's two guys double-teaming a girl, one guy pulls out to come on her back and accidentally hits his buddy in the eye, and then just credits.
No, I don't like that at all.
It's not gay in a three-way.
It's not.
You have some leeway.
In a three-way.
Hey, speaking of gay, I notice our timer is heading towards the 45-minute mark. Maybe we should
one more thing.
Hit our topic.
I had a chicken and waffle sandwich last night.
No,
it was delicious.
Stop it.
Nope.
Chicken and waffles.
Where'd you have this chicken and waffle sandwich?
It was on Mission Street near 18th. It had fried chicken wrapped in bacon with barbecue maple sauce with waffles with maple in them and a jalapeno coleslaw.
Ooh.
Did this location have a name?
It's called... I checked it on my Facebook. It's called Soul Groove, I think. It's called
Soul Groove.
Oh, I forgot to memorize all the places you checked in on your Facebook. That is my bad.
It was just
that
recently. Last night.
Oh, it was recently. Normally I just check in on the recent ones, and I spend a while memorizing all of them.
If you pay attention to my feed, you would know. Like, I pay attention to your feed, asshole.
You don't pay attention to my feed.
I do. I read everything that you post. I even went in and made sure to show everything you post on my little Facebook now, since it doesn't show everything now. It, like, picks and chooses. But I was like, I want to see all of what Tim does, because he's my pal. But he didn't give a shit about what I post.
You're bluffing. You didn't do that at all.
No, actually, I did. I did that with a couple people that actually care what they say. Anyways, it's called Soul Groove.
I like that your comment was, this is going to happen tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've been meaning to go there for like a long time, but it's 11:30, and I'm like, I'm fucking sleeping by then. That's late.
I'm going to violate that chicken waffle sandwich.
There was a woman there who was like, I want to have sex with this sandwich.
It's going to be crying and crumpled up in the corner.
And I mentioned the sauce. I'm like, the sauce is kind of sticky. And she's like, so is my vagina juice or something like that. I was like, oh, wow.
Whoa.
You just said that, didn't you?
Throttle it back. Who are we saying this to?
This was some girl that was also having a sandwich at the same place.
Whoa.
Wow. And she just brought up her vagina like that.
Yeah.
Did you know this girl?
Nope.
Do you now?
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
She wanted to know you, biblically.
Well, there was a bunch of people around, so I think she's just kind of saying it to be funny, but she did say repeatedly she wanted to have sex with the sandwich. Huh. And she would, like, gesture towards her crotch and, like kind of, like, she was shoving the sandwich inside of her.
Wow. Did you get a number or something?
No, I was not attracted to her.
Oh, she's
probably... Well, that doesn't matter. Your penis could still be attracted to her. Did you give him a chance to find out?
I did not check with him.
No, you cock blocked your cock.
No, Andy, Noah's not a beggar. He can be a chooser.
All right. That is true. He's all fit and lean now.
Some random girl, I was like, that she's like, you're attractive, and just kept walking. I was like, all right, thank you.
No, did you give her the answer that you would have hated to have gotten? Yeah, I know.
No. No, I did not. I said thank you, and I waved at her.
You should have said, you think I'm attractive? You should see my penis.
some girl I was seeing, like, whenever I pay her a compliment, she would just agree with me. I found it very off-putting.
Did she do it because she really felt that way, or was it more of a joke?
I don't know. Because
if it's a joke, that's pretty funny. But if it's like, yeah, I know, then
I think scary. She was kind of serious. If I had to put it out there, but she also had kind of like a dry sense of humor, so it's kind of hard to tell sometimes.
Maybe she could have used some of that sauce
on her vagina.
Sauce. On her sense of humor, dumbass.
On her vagina.
Yes, on her vagina.
Because her sense of humor needs to be sticky, Tim. I'm not following you.
All right, let's do our listy. That's all I wanted to say. Sandwich was delicious. If you're in San Francisco, try it out. They don't open until 11:30.
What time do they close?
They close at 3 a.m.
Oh, so it's just drunk food. That's actually pretty smart.
Yeah. Well, it's also like, you know, this kind of pop-up kitchen things where it's like... So basically, they're sharing a space with a regular restaurant. So the restaurant closes during the day, and then they use the space at night. So I assume they don't have to pay as much rent.
That's actually really, really smart.
So they're like restaurant roommates?
Yeah, kind of.
They're just hot bunking.
Hey, KFC, you were late on the gas bill this week. And Taco Bell always pays the gas bill on time, you know what I'm saying? Because it's gassy.
All right.
All right.
Hilarious.
All right, back by not particularly popular demand, we're doing our high five list, and this one is a suggestion from CJ.
Good old CJ. I miss that guy.
Why do you miss him?
I don't hear from much anymore.
It's because he doesn't like you.
All right. I still miss that guy.
All right. I figured you'd be like, well, I don't like you either.
No.
You'd be all butthurt like you always are.
I like CJ.
Okay, so here it was. The top five men, in capital letters, you would have sex with. And no, you can't say Neil Patrick Harris five times. So here it is. Top five men we wish we... Or no, that we would have sex with.
High five, five.
Can I just preface this by saying that you know, I'm going to be on Tankcast first time, and Noah's like, you know, you need this and that software. And then, like a day later, he's like, oh, yeah, and think of five guys you'd fuck. And I'm like, what? It's like, oh, I get it. This is one of those things where you got to, haha, you know, I'm going to have spent, like, 20 minutes, 30 minutes thinking of these five guys, and then Noah's just going to laugh
at me.
You're
going to get on here and like, just total gay baiting. We're like, ha, ha, queer.
Noah's just like, I made Max spend 45 minutes thinking about which guys he'd have sex with.
Wow, that would have been hilarious. I wish I had thought of that.
That was funny. As soon as Noah's like, hey, so can Max be on the show this week? I was like, or do you mind? I was like, yeah, but no way Andy's letting this list get put off another week. He had such a hard on for it last week. And so I just feel bad. Like, welcome to the show. Tell us who you'd be gay for.
The world wants to know who I'd let in my culo, sir.
I think next time we have someone on, we should fuck with them like that and tell them to come up with some weird list just so we can make fun of them.
Oh, there is going to be a hopefully soon, a fairly major crossover event.
Yeah, and we totally need to. If and when that happens, fuck with them.
Hmm.
I don't think Tim approves.
Yeah, let's fuck with your friends. Let's have one of your friends on.
I don't have... this is it. We've achieved that. Unless you want to, you know... Fuck with Noah, which I'm down with.
All right, let's get to the top and then the five in.
Yeah.
Or the high and then the five in.
Well, I was going to say, then the topping. Or the bottoming.
Or the sloppy power bottom.
We never really specified if we were going to be top or bottom, if this was going to be a relationship or a one-night thing, if we were willing participants or not.
That does seem kind of important.
I think by guys we would have sex with, that we're at least semi-willing.
Oh, but are they, is the point.
Oh.
Are we Supermaning this thing?
Because gotcha. I had that idea too. Like, maybe I should throw a couple on there that I'm like, I want to punish these guys. So, sorry.
So I went kind of by a case-by-case basis. It may change. Like, this might be, you know, a mutual thing. This might not.
Fair enough.
I mean, I guess we wouldn't know if it's mutual until we asked them. Hey, yeah. Buddy, you want to fuck? No? All right. You're not going to enjoy this then.
Now that we're putting this out in the universe, we'll find out. I'm sure they'll all contact us. Or at least whoever represents them legally will contact us. So my number five, obviously, Harrison Ford.
Yeah, this would be a big fat crock if you didn't have Harrison Ford on there.
Well, I believe that's what started the whole Superman rape thing on episode 7 was when I said if Harrison, you're like, if you would go gay for Harrison Ford, so I think, maybe I said it, and Andy goes, I think you already have, he just doesn't know it yet.
So, he's at the bottom of your list, though?
I just figured, well, no, Tim, you are the one who always says these high fives are in no particular order.
Yeah, they're not even top five. They're just
for
high
me,
five.
They aren't. I thought they were for you.
Shut your fat face. Tell us what your next one is.
I don't have standards, but you should stick to better ones than me.
Fair enough.
So who's next?
Me. Well, my wife will be really upset with me if I don't put him on here because I've always said he's on my top five celebrity freebie list anyways. Matt Damon.
Now, is he because he's good looking or you just like him?
He's good looking. Plus, I think he can hold down a good conversation.
He does seem very intelligent.
A lot of,
yeah,
and
yeah.
He's trying to save the environment.
This is true. There's lots of reasons to let him in my b-hole. But really,
you say your
it
b-hole
was
or your p-hole.
I said my b-hole. But he can get the p-hole too if he's down with sounding. I don't care.
Oh,
some docking.
All right.
Sounding or docking. I would go docking because sounding just sounds way too painful.
Do you know what sounding is, Max?
Of course.
Okay.
Oh, that's one of probably something I should have added to my personal profile is I've spent the last 10 years looking for the most deranged sexual things that are out there. So I have an encyclopedic knowledge of weird sexual practices.
So you played the solitaire version of the game that Noah and I used to play.
The solitaire version.
I'm going to go with yes, even though I do not know what game
the
is.
The internet has made that very easy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Noah and I used to try to surprise each other. We would find things and send each other links.
Yeah. I'm the guy out there that's like, when they send me, you know, two girls, one cup, I'm like, well, that's old school. I'm looking at one guy, one bottle already.
Oh my God.
I'm looking at Lemon Party. Or is that what it's called?
Lemon Party is a good one. There's this sign. I don't know if it's, I feel like I've seen it out there in the real world. And it's like, you know, tired of politics? Like, join a real party. And it says lemonparty.org.
Oh, that's great. I wonder how many people go to that. Oh, I want to see what these lemon people are all about. Oh, no. Wait, maybe I like this.
I love that somebody spent money on that.
All right, well, I will go next. Brad Pitt.
Fair enough.
He's just a handsome dude.
That was one of my alternates.
Handsome dude. Yeah. I like the roles he picks as an actor. Like, he picks, like, a role you think he would pick, and then he picks a role that you wouldn't think he would pick. You're like, that's fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had him on my list for the same reason. I think, like, you see him in, like, 12 Monkeys, and he's kind of going off of it a little bit. And then you just see him as his, you know, he's got a lot of that I'm a super movie star role, but he also does other stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So, I always remember his role in True Romance, where he plays the pot-smoking guy on the couch.
No, I don't think he was playing the pot-smoking guy on the couch. I think he was just smoking pot, and they set up a camera.
There you go.
Like, you're really good-looking.
I will go with Edward Norton, kind of for the same similar reasons.
That's a good one.
I think that guy is cool, and I think he could probably, you know, have a good conversation, and then probably also give you a great hand job or whatever.
He does have delicate womanly hands.
And he was crazy in American History X.
Yeah, he's scary.
Yeah, but I think my wife gets a little lady hard on every time she sees, like, just even a still from American History X.
He was a little lady hard on. It's pretty amazing, because then you see him in other roles, and he is fucking skinny.
Yep.
Yeah. He is awesome, and I will have sex with him.
He will be mine.
I will not argue with you.
I will not fight you for him.
So, Tim?
Oh, back to me? Yep. Okay. My number four,
Oh my.
Going with George Takei.
Really? Star Trek plus he's
gay? Just because he's gay?
Exactly. Yeah, he probably knows how to do it.
He's had some practice. Does.
Maybe he'll yell out some Star Trek catchphrases during it.
You mean like while he's climaxing? Beam me up!
Set penis on stun.
Warp thrusters on full. Would you like me to talk like George Takei some more, Mike?
Hello.
Hello.
I think there's something stuck in your torpedo tube.
So if Dean would like to do his George Takei impression doing some gay things, that would be great.
I want to hear something about dilithium crystals.
My dilithium crystals are drained.
There we go.
Oh, man.
I knew this would take more than 15 minutes last week. I'm glad I am right.
Somehow for Trek geeks, George Takei coming in your ass is not, it's just somehow not gay.
It's just, you know, it's polite.
Yes.
He's given us years of entertainment. I can give him my culo.
Yeah, other people are showing off like, I had this signed by all of the original series. You just bend over.
See that gaping that asshole? That's George Takei.
I've boldly gone where only a few men have gone before. Where only George Takei's pool boy has gone before.
Wait, Takei? Right. Fuck, I can never remember. God damn
Takei,
it.
Takei, as in toupee.
Oh, yes.
I always remember that from the Shatner roast.
Yep. My next, in no particular order, Neil Patrick Harris.
Mm.
Partly for the same reasons that Tim just cited. Partly because, I mean, fucking come on. It's Barney. And also Neil Patrick Harris from The Harold and Kumar.
I don't want to see the new Christmas movie, but that is a funny scene that they show in the trailer. Like, I thought you were gay. I'm gay for that pussy.
I kind of do want to see it because I get the feeling that they're just going to hit you over the head with how 3D everything is.
Mm. That does Which not is one complaint
I have about 3D sometimes. It's like not 3D enough. Like sometimes I want shit to fly at my face, and it does not.
Oh, we know you do, Noah. Speaking of which, you Noah? Should get to your number four.
Yeah, who's next on your list?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, you bastard.
He's a little young looking, but he's a good looking fella.
Hey, he's been in Mysterious Skin, so we know that he likes it in the butt.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, he's in a movie where he gets raped by his coach, I think. But then it's like he's like, well, at least this guy's giving me attention, so he's kind of into it. And then he's basically a male prostitute for the rest of the movie.
Oh, sounds fucked up.
And it's fucked up. It's one of those like kind of depressing movies, but he's good in it.
All right. Well, there you go. Yeah. So he picks good roles. Generally speaking, not always. he's a good-looking fella. He can sing as well. He did a cover of a Nirvana song that was pretty good. So there you go.
Well, thanks for taking my next guy. I will go with the girl from the Hanson Brothers band. Because when I first saw that guy when I first saw him, the one with the long straight hair, I was like, that guy's kind of hot.
Fair enough.
I tried to look up which one of the Hansons it was, but I'm not sure. I think it might be Zach.
That reminds me, one time I was walking behind someone with long hair in high school, and so I started walking faster because I was like, oh, this looks like it might be an attractive lady, and it was a dude.
When I used to have long hair in high school, my mom and I were at a restaurant, and the waitress walks up to the table like, how are you two ladies doing tonight? I turned around, not too good. One of us has a penis.
Isn't that what you said?
Of course not.
Damn it.
But it makes the story way funnier in the retelling.
No, what he really said was, I'd like a little more diet soda.
Me go now?
You. Yes, you now.
You go now.
All right. Benjamin Affleck.
Mm. Oh, yes. He's a handsome fella and funny. He would make you laugh while he fucks you in the ass.
Yes. I get the feeling he's at least experimented. I'm just kidding.
Take that, Ben Affleck. Why do you get that impression?
Haven't you ever seen the Jimmy Kimmel's video?
I have. I don't remember.
Yes.
Specifically that part.
What do you mean you don't remember?
I'm fucking Ben Affleck.
Oh, well, yeah. But that means the experiment. It's just a song, man.
Have you seen... forget it. Stop talking, Noah.
No, I will not stop talking. I will keep talking for a while now.
He's wearing cut-off jean shorts and snuggling with Jimmy Kimmel, and they're like nose-to-nose singing at one point, holding each other's butts.
Oh, yeah. I have seen that.
We do that.
Yeah.
That's not gay. That's good, clean Christian fun.
We don't do it on national television, though, Noah.
Well, true, but we should.
This is true.
I'm going to go with no.
I'm going to go with yes. More slap and tickle for my buddies.
Speaking of slaps and tickles, who would you like to slap and tickle next, Andy?
Next on my list, Henry Rollins.
Ooh. Whoa, scary.
He'd fuck you up.
Yeah. Yikes. No, thank you.
I feel like he is way into the angry sex.
Like, you're not attracted to him, Tim, or you're just afraid to have sex with him?
Yes and yes.
Okay. But he's probably a gentle lover.
Plus, I don't like his music. That's three strikes and you're out.
Oh, see? I like punk. I like his spoken word stuff. I agree with a lot of his writings, or at least, you know, I can see the intelligence in it. I definitely have to respect him for that. And, Matt Damon could probably kick my ass, but I figure I should definitely put somebody on the list that I wouldn't feel like I could hurt.
Hmm. Plus, it's good to have a protector. That way you feel safe.
Yeah.
You can hold his pocket as he walks around.
Someone tougher than me.
You can snuggle up.
All right.
Noah.
Dave Grohl.
Fair enough.
I like his music, and he just seems like a funny guy. Like, I bet he cracks some jokes while he's fucking my ass.
I missed the memo that this was the musical part of the list. We got Hanson, Hank Rollins, and whoever you just said.
Dave Grohl.
That's him. Yeah. Short-term memory's not the best.
Like I said, I like his music. He seems like a funny guy. He's a drummer and a singer. And
oh, he's a drummer.
And a guitarist.
He'll drum my penis.
He'll bang on the skins.
Oh, yes, he will.
excuse me.
Max, hit it.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and throw George Clooney in there. I think, George Clooney. He's a handsome guy.
George Clooney.
And I think he's got enough of that that star power that if I have sex with him, other women will want to have sex with me just because I had sex with him.
That's smart.
You know what?
Strategy.
That is fucking genius.
Max likes to fuck up.
If I was single, I think I would go try and seduce George Clooney just to see if I could make that happen.
I would like to point out we now have three of Ocean's 11 on the list so far.
Back to you, Tim.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if you were done. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was done. Sorry.
All right. So my next one is Seth MacFarlane.
Interesting choice.
He's a small little guy. I think he would be your bottom.
Is he a small guy? I thought he was a big guy. I thought he was tall,
No. No, he's just sort of, like, he's built like a cube.
Wait, who'd you say? Seth MacFarlane, not Seth Green. Never mind.
No, Seth MacFarlane from Family Guy.
Gotcha.
If you saw the end of the latest roast of Charlie Sheen, when... they keep making jokes like, oh, Seth MacFarlane, you're clearly gay. Seth MacFarlane, you're clearly gay. I'm like, I don't really know why people keep saying that. So then Steve-O runs across the stage at Mike Tyson's fist and breaks his nose. Watch Seth MacFarlane. He has the reaction of someone who is a little light in the loafers.
Really? Like, oh, my God!
Really? Like, he's like, oh, I think we need a medic in here. I find him funny.
He is hilarious.
He does have a very sexy voice.
He managed to get under Kevin Smith's skin, so we have. So I would be happy about that.
How do you do that?
He does.
When Family Guy was doing better than the Clerks cartoon, they were upset.
Oh.
He does write an awful lot of music into his shows, too.
That was one of the jokes at the roast. Like, nobody writes that many musicals without taking a kick in the mouth.
Yeah, Clerks cartoon was good, but it was more subtle. Like, I didn't like it the first time I watched it. I had to watch it again to, like, fully enjoy it.
Yeah.
I didn't think we bothered watching the second episode. Like, only two episodes aired. We watched the first one, and we're like, sorry, Kevin.
But then when we got on DVD, or one of us got on DVD, then we watched the shit out of it.
Yeah, then I was like, oh, I see what they're going for now.
Oh, well.
Sorry, Kevin, we didn't appreciate what we had when we had it.
Whatever.
So, my turn now?
Yes.
I'm going to put David Tennant on the list.
Good old David Tennant. He's my favorite of the Wisconsin Tennants.
Who's David Tennant?
I have no idea.
He would be the 10th Doctor.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's why no one's heard of him.
I swear to you, a good third of the people listening to this show just came in their pants when I said that.
I'm being funny.
Okay.
It's like a running joke about, you know, me not thinking the Doctor Who is watched by anybody. But in fact, like, Doctor Who is the new, I want to say Star Trek, but it's the new hip underground thing that people, you know, that nerds like, and now everybody's starting, more people are starting to climb on board for.
Yep.
Like, you know, where nerds are like, see, this is what I've been saying. It took you so long.
Yeah. And I totally don't want to, you know, shit on Matt Smith or really any of the other doctors for this, but...
yeah, don't shit on Matt Smith.
You know, he's Scottish. He's skinny.
That's what does it for you, huh? Scottish and skinny, the two S's.
Yes, really, anything with any sort of...
And he's a big SS man.
Yes. Out. I even have the tattoo on my neck. Oh, that was a little hateful. But only if you know why. Yeah, really anybody with an accent from one of the British Isles will do it for me. By anybody, I mean, you know, in my civilian life, women. But for the purposes of our arguments today, yeah, toss David Tennant on that list too.
Nice, nice.
All right. My next person, I figure I should throw some chocolate on the list. Isaiah Mustafa, who is the Old Spice guy.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
That's a good call.
He's in good shape.
Well built.
Yep.
Funny.
Yep, funny.
Got the confidence.
I don't know if he will be funny outside of Old Spice. Like, he was on Chuck, which was cool to see, but it wasn't really like, oh, shit, he was so fucking great on that show.
I felt like they just, like, they kind of stunt casted him and then didn't give him a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah.
Because he came up with the voice for the Old Spice thing on his way to try out for that. So clearly, you know, he's got some funny built in. There was some funny in him.
Hello, Noah. Look closely at your ass. Now back at my cock. Now back at your ass. Now back at my cock. Oh, wait. They're the same place.
You can't see my cock. It's in your ass.
Now it's diamonds. It fucking hurts, doesn't it?
Anything's possible when you use Old Spice. I came in your face.
I give you a pearl necklace.
I'm hung like a horse.
Did you say I'm hung like a horse?
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, that's a... Oh, that was the line, Andy. Well
Thank
done.
Thank you.
I think that'll be the link noise for this week, that little Old Spice whistle.
I approve.
I wanted to throw some chocolate on the list, too, but I couldn't think of any.
Really? Not Don Cheadle?
Racist.
Don Cheadle? I mean, I dig John Cheadle, but not in
Denzel
that way.
Denzel Washington?
Yeah, but you don't really have to dig him in that way. Do you like his body of work enough that you would reward him with some ass?
You know, I don't know. Then you're just trying to go for the Ocean's 11 thing, aren't you?
No, I'm really not. I was actually thinking of him in...
the Ocean's 11 4-fecta, or whatever it is.
No, I was thinking of him in Hotel Rwanda. Hmm. Which is kind of a downer. It's not going to get you hard, but...
you know, honestly, I might go Will Smith. Will Smith's a pretty attractive man. And
oh,
he's
yeah.
Pretty,
I thought about that. He's just too
he's
big.
Pretty funny.
He does have those huge, goofy ears, though. I mean, like, you just grab those Dumbo fuckers and just, like, pound them onto your crotch.
All right.
Dumbo fuckers.
His neck is strong enough to resist your hands.
He's yeah. Too big? Like, but do you want guys who could take Tim?
No, it's just, I don't need, you know.
He's gangly. He doesn't want to fuck a daddy long legs.
I don't want, you know, superhero big. Like, I don't want Arnold up in there.
Maybe he's got a micro.
No, squeeze my buttocks and crush your genitals.
I broke your coccyx.
You don't know. Maybe he's got a micro penis.
I turned your spine into powder.
Get to the crapper.
Yeah, this is a better... this turned out to be more funny than I thought it was, CJ. Because I was like, oh, this will be funny. And then, like, I started planning my list. I'm like, I don't really want to have sex with any of these people. This isn't that funny. But we made it happen.
Who's your fifth person, Tim?
Oh, yeah. Clinton Kelly.
Hmm.
Who's that, you say?
Yeah.
No, I know who that is.
That is the douchebag from What Not to Wear, and this is a total hate fuck.
I'm glad
I thought that shit was
growing
on you, Tim.
No, it's not.
Oh, I think I just lost a lung.
I was like, this is the only joke on my list.
So you were just fucking angry the shit
I was
fuck out
of me. Stop it. Stop talking.
I'm going to show you what
and
not
never
to fuck.
Talk again.
Then, we'll wipe it on all of his clothes just so he has nothing to wear.
Hey, Clinton, I heard that prints are in this season.
You know what you should do, Tim? You should fuck him in that surround mirror area so he can see it.
Well, he's already gay. I mean, it's not going to be... I mean, technically, for him, it's going to be all good because, you know, he gets this package of wind, you know, bearing down on him.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you do have that little spot where you're missing a tooth where you can gum his dick.
Screw yourself. Whew, that's going to cost even more than I thought to replace.
Oh, that's good news, is it? Always, whenever something costs more than you think it's going to.
One tooth, $5,000.
Oh. Oh.
I'm like, really? I can't get a free tooth with that? Give me two teeth?
Fucking, can you at least jerk me off while you do that shit?
Something?
I'm paying $5,000.
You want a tooth? I can get you a tooth. I'm not going to tell you where, but I can get you a tooth.
Can the anesthesiologist be topless something?
I know where to get teeth. I'll hook you up.
I got a whole sack of baby teeth, but let's not talk about that.
I guess the tooth fairy she's gotta make up for all that money she's leaving somehow.
Yep.
Oh, you want a tooth? Oh, this is where mama makes her money.
I like that idea.
Andy?
I'm debating whether I want to ask for a pass so I can wrap this up if mine is funny enough to be the last one. I think it is. So, Noah,
take
it away.
So, my fifth person... is Liam Neeson, and what I want him to say right before he fucks me is, get on the bed, you're about to be taken.
Nice. Well, I will,
that
was good.
I have some very special skills.
I have a particular set of skills.
Yeah, there it is. Particular
skills
set of
make
skills.
Me a nightmare to people like you.
I'm going to refer back to the two S's, and I'm going to go with Ewan McGregor.
No, you didn't say his name right.
Ewan McGregor.
Tim?
Is that better?
Oh. I don't want to yell it. My baby might be asleep in the next room.
Ewan McGregor!
There you go.
Thank you.
This is the first Tancast, by the way, I've recorded with my mom in earshot the whole time, and I'm very self-conscious of the things I've been saying.
Booger snot.
Tell me, Tim. I can't get you. You're not going to say anything. You're not going to. I'm going to fuck your mother, Tim, though.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I'm going to come over there right now and just fuck her while you're in the other room.
Nope.
Now he knows where she is.
No.
So, Ewan McGregor, do you want to justify that one, or...?
It's Ewan McGregor. Oh, Justin Timberlake. That would have been a good call. Mm-hmm. Can I switch? I'm switching to Justin Timberlake. Sorry,
really?
Ewan McGregor.
Because I've seen Ewan McGregor's package. He's not shy about showing it off in different movies. And
That's true.
He's hung. You know, you at least know what you're getting.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah. And he likes to show it off.
I didn't know this.
I didn't either.
But even though I think Ewan McGregor's awesome, I do. I'm going to switch it up to Justin Timberlake.
He's handsome and funny.
I think that would be awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's got the whole package.
He'll give you his dick in a box.
Exactly. Final answer, Justin Timberlake. Let's go to Andy.
All right. So, rounding out my list, surprise twofer, Tim and Noah.
Whoa. That's dirty.
Just to make this whole episode a little extra weird.
At the same time?
We're not famous.
If that wasn't so normal, that would be weird.
What? It didn't say famous, did it?
There you go. I asked you about that, Tim. Remember?
Noah said famous to me. This was not fair.
Because I clarified with Tim, and he was like, why you gotta think of all these stupid loopholes? I was like, all right.
Here's my justification. Tim and Noah are internet famous.
Ooh.
We're at least famous enough to everybody listen to this that they've heard of us.
Yep.
Yeah. They have their own podcast.
And you know what, Tim? It won't be gay because we're in a three-way.
Yeah, that is true.
Oh, good.
You get some leeway.
Leeway for the three-way.
And as I put it to my wife when I was running this by her, you guys can even make the letter A for Andy. You got me in the finger cuffs, and right at the end, you both just go high five. Letter A.
Finger cuffs.
Can we?
It's kind of a lopsided A, though.
Well, yes.
We could
really
we could
also
do a
more
T
even letter A.
And an N, I think. Yeah, we'll work it out. We'll do all the letters.
Yeah.
If we do a T, someone's getting left out.
Well, me and you will be. I'll be fucking you in the ass, Tim, and then we'll be licking Andy's cock together.
Yeah, we just need somebody, you know, like back to back or back to front, you know, tight to make the pillar.
Exactly.
Well, as long as you're working this out, that's good.
That should probably be your iTunes album art for this episode.
Yeah.
Oh God, no.
just use like stick figures or something to show how the positions work.
Speaking of which, do you want a picture of yourself on the album artwork, or would you just assume not?
No. If I would go with a picture.
I don't have a picture of you, so.
I will procure one. That means I'll find one and then send it to you.
Yeah.
Did anybody have any alternates that didn't get mentioned?
I don't know. I had trouble coming up with the five, and then I was like, the fifth, I was like, wait, Liam Neeson, just for that joke.
I had Bill Clinton on my alternates list.
Nice. We obviously know Max had Ewan McGregor on his alternate list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The one other thing I just thought of is you guys missed, there was probably, so I went with the Hanson, you know, the girl from Hanson joke, but there uh-huh. would have been, you could have gone the other way with some chick who's so mannish that she, you know, makes it on the list.
Oh, like Michelle and Deji Otello?
What? Why her?
Yeah,
I guess.
Because I got some chocolate on the list, too.
All right.
Michelle,
wow, you came up with that with her name so fast. Do you, like, have some... just, like, ready to go.
I have a secret man crush on her.
Wow. All right.
Wait, who is this chick?
She's a singer.
Yeah. Singer-songwriter. You'd probably know her from the song with John, Don't Call Me Cougar, Mellencamp.
Wild Night?
Oh, shit, what's that? Yes, Wild Night. That's like, it's something.
Wait, isn't she kind of attractive in that song, in that video?
Are you thinking of the model that's the main focus of that video?
Yeah, probably.
Probably, yes. Are you thinking of the bald black chick who was singing?
Yeah.
Oh, well then, yeah.
Wait.
Oh, okay, I do know that bald black chick.
I feel like I do. Nidigiochi. How do you spell that? Oh, there we go.
Well, my alternates were Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, yeah, he's a high, handsome fella.
Mm-hmm.
Again, though, a little overly buffed, but he's Canadian, so I figured he'd be polite.
Yes,
why does the buff scare you?
It doesn't scare me, it just doesn't interest me.
All right, fair enough.
Hey, dude, I put Henry Rollins on mine for a power fuck.
All right, good for you. And the other one I put as an alternate because I wasn't sure if it would count because he's no longer alive, Michael Jackson.
I was wondering if you were going to put Michael Jackson.
I mean, it didn't specify alive or dead, but I'm like, I'm pretty sure everybody's going to pick people who are living.
We did.
That means you want to have sex with his dead body. That's disgusting.
Yeah, no, I don't. Unless it was animated and dancing. Like in Thriller. Because it's butt sex time. You know I'm in your beehole when my moans all start to rhyme.
Wow.
Nice.
Oh, very nice.
Thank you.
Well, as I predicted, this episode has gone long, but are we ready to wrap up?
We are.
I think so.
Thank you, Max, for coming on.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
For coming on. And celebrating man love.
Have a good week, everybody.
Don't forget to check out the tancast.com all this month. It's Tim Babb's Blogtober. I'll be blogging every day. Some will be interesting, most will not.
Are you sure you want to say some will be interesting? That's a lot to promise.
Some is a very nebulous
At least one will be interesting.
I think I can get one or two in 31 days to be interesting.
We promise you that.
There's this Monty Python skit where the guy's he's like an elephant spotter. I forgot what he's spotting, but you know he's like a nature person. He's spotting it, but he lives in London. And the guy's like, how many have you seen so far? And he's like, nearly one. So you can nearly one will be funny.
I like it. Nearly 31 will be interesting. Margin of error plus or minus 31.
So you may actually get like 62 interesting articles?
Possible.
Amazing.
Yeah. All right. Peace out.
We did it. We rode that queef.
I'm hitting stop.
Thanks for
for listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the TanCast Podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official TanCast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes Store. Give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com, or you can email us individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at TanCast.com. TanCast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blogs, and find links to the official TanCast Twitter page, the official TanCast Facebook page, and the official TanCast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to TanCast. You're doing it.
TanCast.
All right. Ready to count this mofo down?
Yes. Oh, has anyone explained this?
So we should explain what we're doing.
All right. Well, I'm going to count down from 3 down to 1, and then it's 3, 2, 1, and then where 0 would be, we all say cock at the same time. That way I can sync up everybody's audio. I just align the word cock on everybody, and then when I'm editing, everybody is speaking at the time they're supposed to be.
Yep. Tim has a natural affinity for lining up cock.
Perfect.
I do believe I was the one that came up with it. Or maybe it was Andy. I was just listening to that episode the other day.
Tim likes to go back and listen to the back catalog.
Tim has a soul-crushing day job that he needs something to distract him from. And there's so many new podcasts being churned out every day.
Oh, there's a zillion new podcasts.
None of them are as awesome as TanCast.
All right.
Yeah. All right. So ready to sync? Is everybody recording?
Yeah,
so it's not going to it's not going to throw you off that you already just explained it. So now there's an extra couple cocks sprinkled here and there.
No, it's good with extra cocks.
Okay.
But like, so the thing is, we're quiet, and then there'll be like a big spike in the audio, and that's how he lines it up.
Oh, so I should
yell. I don't mind sifting through the cocks. All right, here we go. I also tap on something to keep a tempo, but it's not important. In 3, 2, 1,
cock.
Very good.
Did I hear everybody?
Did you say it, Max?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't hear you.
Me either.
I heard him.
I definitely said it.
Maybe you whispered it. He's like, cock. You gotta be quiet when you talk about cock.
Don't want to wake it.
Maybe you do want to wake it.
It can be dangerous.
If you wake it and it's angry, then you're in trouble.
I am throbbing and furious! Oh my gosh.